This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Days out from what undoubtedly will be the most historic election in world history. Getting Trump in was only the fluke. It was only the beachhead. But you see, the globalists hope it was a fluke. It really wasn't. Populism and nationalism is exploding across the globe as we speak. Thanks for joining us on this live Sunday, the 16th day already of September, 2018. I am Alex Jones, your host. And let's get battened down here, batten down the hatches, because we'll have the latest hurricane news as it deluges the Carolinas in record floods, obviously. But the big flood is the diarrhea of the mouth coming out of the reanimated corpse, the perfect rotting edifice of the corrupt Democratic Party. Joe Biden refers to Trump supporters as dregs of society. The video's up on Infowars.com. But then it gets better. Oh, it gets better. He talks about the men in white hoods with torches are coming. He's talking about the Democratic Party. And the Republicans want to have the KKK enslave black people. I mean, it is unbelievable. But this is the guy they have planning to run against Trump in 2 years. I mean, look, Joe Biden looks like a dead body that Frankenstein electrocuted and that stood back up on its hind legs. So we'll be playing all of this coming up today and a lot more. Our favorite socialist dingbat, when she's not caught out wearing $3,600 outfits, says she wants $40 trillion of free stuff for the American people, even though the entire global elite themselves don't even have $10 trillion. They're the ones, by the way, backing her. But when she was confronted even by liberals that, well, there's only, you know, $2 trillion out there, discretionary money, she just said, well, I don't care what you say. We're going to do it anyway. So that's amazing video. But let's get to this first piece, and I'll play the larger piece when we come back from break. This is Joe Biden jumping the shark, going further than saying just that Trump supporters are deplorable. No, 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 no. He says Trump supporters are the dregs of society. Have you looked in the mirror at the poor, sad saps conned by the Democrats? I mean, they are the dregs. And then the scum of society, the worst, the Count Draculas of society, are ruling over this throng of pathetic slaves. Here he is.
Despite losing in the courts and in the court of public opinion, these forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all have made. This time, they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time, they have an ally. There are a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. And instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit, callously exerting his power over those who have little or none. Some of you in this room may be fortunate enough to live in cities or work in for companies or protected by law or by policy with privilege and access to defend yourselves and your families. But across the country, too many of our fellow Americans lack those basic comforts. And that's especially true for young people. Many of you are familiar with the Trevor Project and the
Well, this is just total loads of bull if you know the facts. I mean, Trump's bringing the prosperity for everybody. These guys suppress it on purpose. Look at blue cities they run. Hell holes of degradation and pain. It's all coming up on this live global transmission. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links or we don't have any hope against these horrible bloodsuckers.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
It's Sunday, September 16, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and all the other great live broadcasts we have. The simulcast on AM and FM stations, TV, cable, around the country. I saw the new talking point over the weekend from CNBC, Reuters, CNN. After the fall of Alex Jones, the rise and fall of Alex Jones, we have a bigger audience than we've ever had. I've got our own internal numbers. I've shown the videos just a week and a half ago on Twitter before they banned that. But look, here's Google Analytics, record traffic. But they want that perception that if you don't go along with the globalists, if you don't go along with open borders or gun control, you're not going to get an admission to college. You're not going to get a corporate job. You're not going to have any access online. You better submit. So they're trying to bully the American people, and now it's come out. The tables have been turned. Think Progress, another George Soros-funded fake news outlet, gets censored by Facebook fact-checkers. Stories up on Infowars.com, got picked up by a bunch of publications. And here they are calling for me to be banned just a few weeks ago and celebrating it. And they're like, how dare Facebook censor us saying that, Kavanaugh said that he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade, which he never said. And so they had the neocon outfit, Weekly Standard, come, and they're now part of the fact-checking group, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters and George Soros' groups, and Snopes, famously fake. So that's the group that lied about WMDs in Iraq. That's the group that was never Trump. That's the group that has been involved in so much corruption, headed up by Mr. Crystal, whose father was the head of the Trotskyites, and the famous communist, worked for Leon Trotsky. That is one of the worst groups you could have. But, of course, they've got the Democrats coming in and censoring, and now we've got to have token conservatives from the Weekly Standard, who are even worse than the Democrats in many cases, warmongering neocons. And they'll be the new superclass that decides what's real and not, and so they'll just remove it off Facebook and then give a warning to Think Progress that if you do this anymore, we may ban you. Think about that. A ruling Republican, Democrat, blue blood establishment that decides who and who can't post and what's real and what isn't. Oh, there'll be no one fact-checking Weekly Standard or CNN, even though Anderson Cooper got caught standing there up to his chest in a creek, claiming he was amongst flooded houses with his crew all standing around him on dry ground. Or the Weather Channel, the guy being blown everywhere, and people just stroll right past him like it's no big deal. We all know what's fake. We can make our own decisions. We can smell the truth, as Tucker Carlson says. So let it all rise or fall, and let the people decide. Don't have fact checkers, failed CNN, failed New York Times, failed Weekly Standard that loses money every month. Don't don't have them as the new super class that is up there deciding what you can and can't see. Let us see it all. But see, we're not being banned and restricted because InfoWars is a lie. We're being banned and restricted because what we're saying is the truth and is viral and is infectious. And here's the key. They want to remove us off air so that they can then lie about us and say whatever they want by building a straw man and going to the ring, going to the arena, and beat us up. And then we don't have a chance to respond. You want to see the article? We'll pull it up from InfoWars.com. Anderson Cooper caught in massive fake news. Anderson Cooper caught in deception of the American people. Anderson Cooper caught in major performance art. Can't they even report on the weather accurately? Can't they even do that? And the answer is no, they can't, because they're all about deception. They teach in journalism school how to lie now. Remember Gruber said he was hired by Obama to lie to people, and Obama admitted it. And he's up there at universities giving speeches to graduate students about how to be a better liar and how to deceive people. And they're all rubbing their hands together like he's God. So the fact that they've gotten away with so much to them means, well, Trump only got in because we didn't lie enough, you see. But they can't have the real fact checkers out there like InfoWars. They can't have us there because then it calls them on their lies. They want to, as a big corporate massive group, lie to us in mass and not have anyone be able to oppose it or respond to it in any way. Now, we come back from break. A lengthy Joe Biden speech that tells whopper after whopper after whopper. And I'm going to try to just get to a few clips of it and just analyze the lies that are there. But it is like the worst around the fire stories you're trying to tell when you're out camping with your dad and your grandpa, and they try to scare you when you're 5 years old, and they go, let us tell you the story of the headless ghoul that rides through this area of Texas. Oh, he's got big red eyes and big long fangs, and he's got a forked tail. And just legend has it, near here a few years ago, he grabbed some kids during the night. He's up there going, they ride on horses with white hoods, burning torches, and Trump wouldn't stop them. They're the KKK. I mean, it is the most ridiculous lies when it's the Democratic Party and the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act, and Martin Luther King was a Republican, but the public doesn't have history, so they don't know. That's all coming up in the next segment. And Matt Drudge warns of midterm blood blast. Trump to lose 60 seats in the House like Obama, unless. We'll give you the unless. We've got Cortez on how she'd pay $40 trillion for socialist programs with $2 trillion falling flat on her face. We've got the New York Times and others now saying that, again, Obama gets credit for the economy, but since Trump's getting credit, let's just change how the numbers are looked at. Hollywood celebrates Paul Manafort guilty plea. Checkmate, F.U. Trump. But he's pleading guilty on not paying taxes 15 years ago. So where's your Russiagate? See, it's not that now. We're also going to look at young girl raped by 100 Islamic men. You'll see how the mainstream media spun that, and so much more here today. And we also have an amazing report by Millie Weaver. Democrats are desperate for black vote, but they're not getting it, and that's why they're so scared. Another key report as well. When I had Eric Bolling, formerly of Fox News, now it's CRTV, here in studio last week, he said, you know, how dare you say there were bombs in the buildings? How dare you say that? And I said, Eric, I have clips of Trump saying it. He said, I want to see them. We were 5 minutes towards the end of the show, and I said, I'll make a special video for you, and then we'll air it, then I'll send you that video. So we're going to premiere it here tonight, start of the next hour, and Roger Stone's on Big Exclusive News, And then I'm going to put it up to InfoWars.com on our own video feeds. And we're going to send that out to Mr. Bowling. He's a good guy. He means well. He's a Boy Scout. And he's an economist. And he just can't believe where I get this stuff that I heard that day there were bombs in the buildings. Now, maybe that's not true, but the media attacked me and said it never happened. I talked to the police that said no. The feds were inside Building 7 and said, get ready. They had a 10-second countdown and blew it up. And guess what? On PBS, inadvertently, they had the video of the countdown and 7 being blown up. So you're going to see all that. It's a 6-minute video. We got a 15-minute one coming out Tuesday. So I'm just going to show you why I question. Doesn't mean I don't think Islamic terror is real. None of that. It means we've been lied to, and there's a criminal alliance bipartisanly with radical Islam that needs to stop. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. You know you're listening to the number one most banned broadcast in the world. Why is it? Because we tell the truth, we love America, and we love freedom. We're not backing down.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
So, we always hear that Trump is this really mean person. He wants to shut down free speech. But he's not calling for shutting down anybody's free speech. It's the mainstream corporate media that wants all conservatives, all libertarians, all Christians, all veterans groups banned off the internet. We've got U.S. Senators Wyden and Warner and Murphy saying Alex Jones is only the beginning. Get rid of thousands. Get rid of Rush Limbaugh. We have the Federal Election Commission persecuting anybody that donates to Republicans. We have the IRS going after churches and Christian groups. We have a reign of terror and bullying going on. But then we've got Joe Biden with all of his corruption and protecting Bill Clinton, who protected Al-Qaeda, and then supporting the Arab Spring under Obama and Hillary, and Uranium One and the KKK background of the Democrats, saying that he wants to pick a fight with bullies, meaning Trump and their supporters. No, you're the ones beating us over the head with bike locks, throwing coffee on us, shooting Congressman Scalise, calling for Trump's overthrow, calling for the economy to be destroyed so that we can stop Trump. That's the Democrats. But now he says we're the dregs of society. Let's look up the definition of dregs. It means winos, drug addicts, pickpockets, thugs, child molesters, murderers, ex-convicts, the lowest of the low, the remains of liquid left in a container together with sediment or grounds, the most worthless parts of something, the crap inside intestines. You can take pig intestines and make chitlins. Got to clean out the crap, boil the guts, and then fry them. I've had them. It's a southern dish. But the dregs would be the guts. You'd throw out the dregs. So if you go to a Democratic Party function or a liberal event, they look like they're dead. They look like they've been beaten in the head with a baseball bat. They stumble around. Most people can hardly talk. And I don't feel powerful when I see a group of Democrats. I feel sorry for them. And that's why they're really censoring conservatives and nationalists off of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, because we would all, even under censorship, we used to have videos with 30, 40 million views, under censorship, routinely a million, 2 million views, going out and just pointing a camera at a crowd of Democrats with the F your mother, white people are monkey subhumans, we're going to kill you. And then you go to the next person and the next person and the next person and the next person and the next person, and they all sound like something out of a Hellraiser movie. So when he calls us dregs, think about the projection that Joe Biden's involved in, because Hillary in the WikiLeaks calls her supporters worthless, dumb, stupid baristas that want something more from her when they're lazy living in their mom's basement, close quote. Trump says, I want to get you out of your mom's basement. I believe in you, whether you're white or black. And you see him try to move us an economy back and have a culture of working, and they flip out and say he's a loser, he's a crazy man, he's the worst thing since gonorrhea. So let's start going to this Joe Biden piece. Joe Biden refers to Trump supporters as dregs of society. Here he is.
They have an ally. There are a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, Some of them the dregs of society.
So there's your dregs of society clip. Now let's go to a larger clip where he talks about the KKK riding through the night with burning torches and they're coming to get you, like they're telling ghost stories to little kids, and they're the people that hate you if you're gay, and they're the people that hate you if you're black. But here's the good news. Americans, no matter what color they are or where they came from, are figuring out that the Trump economy is a lot better, that the establishment is against Trump. So let's go ahead and start going to this.
Already supported gay marriage. But this onslaught that we're seeing does require us not only to be vigilant, but be more aggressive and demand more of our leaders who represent basic American values of respect, decency, equality, giving hate no safe haven.
Pause. Giving hate no safe haven. That means anything they define, the Second Amendment, the nuclear family, saying he or she being banned in the U.S., Canada, Sweden, being masculine, being feminine, whatever they want to define as something they want to attack, they say, don't give your speech safe haven. Believe me, we know, bullies, you're not giving speech a safe haven. Let's continue.
We hold these truths self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. Sounds corny when you say it, but the American people, basically in their gut, we've never met it, but that's the aspiration, and they're not giving up on it.
I'll say, pause again. It's true that those great ideas have never been met, but the idea of meeting it has brought us further than many other nations. Heck, probably more than anybody. The American system. So why are we the bad guys? Why do we have to be the Nazis? Why do we have to be the evil folks when our history doesn't show that? But again, this is coming to you from the Democratic Party and somebody that literally was under Senator Byrd, who was a grand dragon in the KKK and the Democratic Party. But he thinks you have no memory. Let's continue.
You know, Barack and I agreed to remain silent for a while to give this administration a chance to get up and running the first year.
Then pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. They were never quiet through their surrogates. It came out in all the different documents and lawsuits and FBI files that the Democrats, led by Obama, Hillary, and others, have been orchestrating the fake PP Gate dossier. They've been launching the attacks on Trump. They've been trying to block everything. Oh, but they gave him a chance. They tried to make him succeed. The media and the Democrats, you know, gave Trump that honeymoon period that every other president got. No, there was no honeymoon period. They tried to keep him from getting his delegates. They tried to keep him from even becoming the president. They tried to riot and block the entrances to his inauguration and then lied about who was there. Everything Biden says is a lie. Continue.
Not giving up on it. You know, Barack and I agreed to remain silent for a while to give this administration a chance to get up and running the first year. God forgive me.
Oh, yeah, right.
But.
Hear that swamp?
I could not remain silent after Charlottesville. I want to be deadly earnest with you about this.
Okay, let's hit pause again. We're going to come back with the rest of this. Charlottesville, one woman run over. God bless her. By a crowd attacking a car, and the guy guns it and runs over her. And I point out that George Soros funded Antifa. The police stood down. You have the alt-right people, who most of them used to work for the Democrats, clearly feds. You have this big production they do. Trump says both sides are bad. Antifa's bad, and I think KKK-type folks, KKK-lite's bad, but he said it's Antifa that attacked, which is totally true. And then, oh, this is their big thing. This guy funded the Arab Spring that killed millions of people. Biden, his son, runs part of Ukraine, all the stolen natural gas there. He's a monster. But he sits there and says America's ethos is the KKK. No, it's your ethos.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Joe Biden came out and he went beyond saying that Trump supporters are deplorable. He went on to basically, well, I mean, here's the exact quote, the dregs of society, which we already played. So getting back into his speech, he talks about the KKK riders and their hoods in the night and like they're galloping like you're in the woods, and here comes the evil rider to get you. Total fear-mongering, And is it lost on society that Democrats were the party of the KKK? Is it lost on everybody that they're the ones creating racial division in America at every level? And again, it's even in their own WikiLeaks that they want to create racial division to control people. Because they're not going to give you jobs. They're not going to give you a future like all the blue cities. They're going to give you poverty. They're going to give you enslavement. They're going to give you being domesticated. The good news is you look at the Democratic Party. They're led by Nancy Pelosi, who can hardly talk. They're led by Joe Biden, who looks like he was a dead body at the morgue that somebody hooked electricity up to that was reanimated for the speech. And he's spewing all the same old garbage. And so that's the good news, is that people are sick of this, and they're tired of it, and they see through it. But Joe Biden is still a clear and present danger, because he's not going to ever stop until he realizes that you're not buying into it. Because as I said earlier, when they overthrew Ukraine, George Soros 5 years ago, his son took control of the $10 billion gas company that comes out of Russia. And he now makes hundreds of millions a year, his son. That's an example of the criminal looting. They're not going to stop till the last minute, because they're stealing the whole time. That's why they're never going to back down. They're never going to give up. And they're also like cornered rats, so there's no end to what they will do now. They are so dangerous. They are so evil. Let's continue.
That's why I wrote an article for Atlantic Magazine entitled The Battle for America's Soul, because that, and I don't clap, or you can boo if you want, but don't clap. But I'm serious. I'm serious. This is about basic decency. The idea that goons could come out of fields at night with lighted torches, carrying Nazi flags, chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was chanted in the streets of Nuremberg and Berlin.
Let's hit pause again. Look at how he drools. The same anti-Semitic bile that was chanted in the streets of Germany when it was George Soros who was the Nazi collaborator and is the main funder of the Democrats, when it's Juncker, whose family was the richest family in Germany as Nazis who run the EU today, that was a Hitler plan, when they're the ones using racial division. But they've got it set up in Hollywood like, if you're American and you're pro-freedom and you're pro-Second Amendment and you're pro-free market, you are a Nazi. And now you saw where a guy at the Coast Guard headquarters, being pro-Trump, did this sign, and they removed him, fired him off the job, and then the Coast Guard apologized for the Nazi sign. Well, I say that the Apple sign, which we're getting rid of in the company, because it's so fascist working with China now, I say it's a sign that supports China that kills more people than Hitler ever did, so I say I don't want to see the Apple sign. Because to me, it's offensive. Because see, that's not going to happen. Plus, I don't want to get rid of symbols. They just want to be able to say whatever symbols they want are evil and remove whatever they want, because they're at war with language. Because tyranny is something that isn't popular and people don't want it, so they have to sabotage it. Let's go ahead and go back to Joe Biden.
Carrying Nazi flags, chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile. That was chanted.
And I forgot, all three of the leaders worked for Obama within 1 year, Hillary. And then they all suddenly went from being big university operators with parents of the Democratic Party, some of them in intelligence groups, to going out marching around with torches dressed in 1930s outfits so that people think Nazis are invading. And how many times has the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and others been caught posing as Nazis? How many times? I got a stack of news where Muslims have been caught in the U.S. and Canada this week staging attacks on themselves that they did. Let's go back to Joe Biden.
In Berlin and every other German city, in the 30s.
Oh, yes.
Serious, guys. So hush up. This is deadly earnest.
Yes, the Nazis
are
here.
We are in a fight for America's soul. And we have leaders. We have leaders who at the time when that occurred, when these guys were accompanied by white supremacists and Ku Klux Klan and those who objected, making a comparison saying they're good people in both groups. What has become of us? Our children are listening, and our silence is complicity.
Our silence is complicity. You know, Trump got a briefing to Charlottesville from Homeland Security who had agents there, and they said, sir, it was some reporters on both sides, some pro-peace people on one side, Antifa's bad, and then some Nazis on the other side that were bad. So Trump goes, well, the Nazis were bad, and so was the Antifa was bad, and there were good people on both sides as well. That was given to him in the briefing. You had a bunch of people out there to cover it, a bunch of peace people, a bunch of right-wing pro-free speech people, and then you had some Nazis and some Antifa that, yeah, I think we all agree are unsavory folks. But that's how this works. Well, good job of the crew. They actually found the photo. I remember that, of Trump being briefed on Charlottesville. He didn't know what it was. He went and said, what is this? They said, here it is, sir. So he went out there. But imagine in America, the communist Chinese have killed 100+ million people. They've done that. Their own people. Never a word about them. Never about Apple and slave factories and suicide nets. Never about Google helping round up political dissidents. It's all about America and Nazis and Charlottesville. And the people with torches, all 20 of them, are coming to get you. And you better do what Joe Biden says or the Nazis will get you. This is how stupid they think you are. And really, what it was the art club from a couple local universities with guys that get Southern Poverty Law Center money. It's just coming out in court, who just all dress up like Nazis to go scare the hell out of everybody and go after Trump. That's what the left is. They're a drama club. They are thespians. They are actors. It's what they do. It's what they constantly get caught doing, and they don't want us to know that. Anderson Cooper stood in water up to his chest in a ditch to say the houses were flooded when they weren't. The Weather Channel was being blown all over the place. People walked calling behind them. It was fake. It's what they do. They are the fraud. And they don't want you asking questions. They don't want you talking about it. They want to put out their fake info and have you go into suspended disbelief and have you believe that it's all real. But once somebody's awake to a scam, they never go back. And that's what they don't get. There is going to be a big, giant red wave. The question is, will the seawall of the Democratic Party, will the Democratic Party be able to build a big enough wall to block that seawall with election fraud and the rest of it? I'm going to keep fighting to the end regardless. I don't know if you are, but I sure as hell am. I'm conscious. I'm not dead yet.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Alex Jones back live broadcasting worldwide. I want to get into what's happening right now with the attempt to confer Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And how they float this whole thing about 35 years ago in high school, he might have jumped on top of a girl at a drunk party. And now they've got the person going public. I have personally experienced mainstream media go out and offer people money to lie about me. And when you see it in print, you know how criminal these groups are. And the fact that Democrats believe it's their duty to go out and make things up. When you see something like this, it doesn't hold any water. In fact, we're going to get to it here in just a moment, but it's amazing the lengths to which this stuff will happen. And maybe this woman even believes it. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. But first, it's important to understand that I'm not really worried about me being deplatformed off of 90-plus platforms now. I'm concerned because it's concerted and it's corporate and it's being done to many, many other people in unison. And by them picking InfoWars out to do it and building a straw man, it distracts from the fact that it is monopolistic, it is racketeering, it is very, very dangerous what's going on by any yardstick, and the addled, tepid, sluggish, sloth-like response by the Republicans is horrifying. I haven't even gotten to this yet. We've got screenshots, and we've got IT people that gave us a report, and I'll put it out tomorrow, and it's an exclusive. But we actually had software that we used banned over the weekend. And I've talked to lawyers about this. This is definitely illegal, definitely racketeering. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it deals with Apple, and, you know, I'll try my best, because there's a target fixation that goes on in warfare where you'll get fixated on your target and then not even pay attention to what's happening to you. The famous case is people flying aircraft strafing, say, a train or a truck, and they'll fly into the vehicle. They'll just keep and fly into it. And there's, we got a great crew. They're great people. But it's kind of like, I learned about this on Friday, confirmed it with IT. It's the biggest story yet in our censorship. But see, just like the public's supposed to get conditioned to being censored and blacklisted and banned by InfoWars being in tens of thousands of articles, they're supposed to wear us out psychologically. Finally, when they start doing stuff like killing the software we use, it's like, so what? Everybody knows we're getting banned. So what? They took Alex away and killed him, too. You know, we knew it was coming. And it's just like that globalist told me that time off record. He's one of the heads of one of the big banks. It was the fourth largest bank at that time. He said, Alex, you're going to adapt to being a slave. People don't adapt to fighting it. And he said, you will lose. And you know what? Maybe he's right. And then those of us that don't prey on you, we're the mentally ill ones. Because what the predators will tell you is, general public are just failed predators. And if you help them, they'll just tear you apart. But you know what? My soul tells me that's wrong, and I'm not going to act like that. It was very, very frustrating, to say the least. And what they're doing to us is so sick. All of it scientifically directed. So who knows? We may never even tell you. Hell, they might just shut us down. We won't even do an article. Hell, no one will. You know, by the time they actually shut us down, there won't even be a story. They take me out and shoot me in the back of the head. By then, it's like, that's old news. They're going into people's phones and killing programs that came with the phones so you can't visit InfoWars.com. But everybody's still got their food. Everybody's still can go home and watch television, so who cares? Exactly. Exactly. And that's why we fail. That's why we die. And I just watch us being incrementally enslaved, and I'm upset about it, and I'm supposed to see how that works and join it and farm you. I'm supposed to serve the globalist so I get life extension technology and I get cybernetic enhancement down the road. And I'm supposed to revel in how dumb you are, see? But instead, I get to be the bad guy because I'm trying to save you. Because I have some type of connection to you. It's beyond amazing. So people ask, you know, why is your broadcast banned? Why are they trying to ban it? because of what we're covering and because they're going to go ahead and make that move and because they want to set the precedent. But I know this. I look at people that have decided to make these evil decisions, and they are the most unhappy, twisted, physically ugly people on earth. So let me tell you, metaphysically, culturally, and a gut level, I know not to join them. But the public needs to stand up for their own self-preservation. Now, this is funny for radio listeners, but it's really funny if you're a TV viewer at Infowars.com/show or on TV stations around the country. Because this is a piece that Drew and Savannah put together a month and a half ago, and our app went to number one on Apple and on Android. And then after it went to number one, they just removed the Apple one that had 2 million downloads. The Android's still there at Infowars.com/app. But this is us making a joke out of what they did. But we knew the next move would be block Infowars.com at the browser level. And that has now begun. And Infowars will not be the one that breaks it. I'm going to let the enemy go ahead and do it now. No one cares around here. That's fine. I love it, too. Great. Fun. Yeah. Close our doors. So, we'll let the enemy break it. And let's see how they, oh, it's a private company. Oh, it's a, oh, you bought that phone. So, they're blocking visiting Infowars.com on an Apple phone. That's what they're doing now. And it's cute, and it's fun, and it's neat, and it's great. And so here it is. Here's the clip.
Hey, guys. My name is Savannah Hernandez. And if you're always on the go like me, then you're not always tied to your computer or TV. So we just released our free InfoWars official app. The InfoWars official app includes all of our live broadcasts, like War Room with Owen Schroyer, Real News with David Knight, and the holy grail of podcasts and radio, The Alex Jones Show. And the best part about the InfoWars official app is that every single time we go live, you get notifications so that you never miss a beat. So whether you're in the car or on a run, this app makes it easy to keep the InfoWar right in your pocket. So what are you waiting for? Download
the two best InfoWars, Apple Band, your app.
I help too.
Ah, Oliver.
I hate free speech too.
We hate free speech.
We hate free speech.
We hate free speech.
We hate free speech.
But I can tell you, millions download the app, then they take it out of the store. Congress does nothing. Well, that's so illegal. Next, they're going to go in and take the app off your phone. Next, they're going to block the InfoWars RSS feeder on Apple, which they've already done. That's the breaking news. And just everything else. And see, by the time they get to the real censorship, the real extermination of freedom, it's just laissez-faire a lot. Because you've already gotten yourself ready to accept that. And so, see, by the time you've done that, oh, it's like Think Progress is being banned. Well, okay, that's all right, too. You know, as long as the good old neocon boys over at the CIA do it, as long as, you know, because nobody reads the Weekly Standard. Everybody hates them. So what's the power structure do? Oh, put them in charge of censoring the left. And the left won't defend the right won't defend the left, and then it's game over. Well, that's not the truth. We're winning. Big red wave's coming, but folks have to really realize we're 2 minutes to midnight, and now is the time to get on your knees to Jesus. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.